Blog Talk Radio.
Believer for 37 years or more, that
I still love hearing about the Holy Spirit. I do get a lot out of it. We're always a student of the Word and never a teacher. We're always going to be a student of God's Word. So we
Amen.
Need to
I agree.
Know more of the Holy Spirit, and we need to have more and more and more of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
I agree.
Amen. So, without further ado, whenever you're ready for the Word, just let me know, and we'll pray and start the Word.
I'm always ready. I'm always ready for the Word. I'm always ready.
Amen. I like to pray with you. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your Word, Father God. We thank you for our brother Gus, Father God. We thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge that you give from Father God into your Word.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, Father God, give us all, not only Gus and myself, but the listeners out there, a fresh new anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Open up our spiritual eyes, ears, minds, spirits to receive your Word tonight, Father God. And Father God, we thank you. We love you. We give you praise and honor and glory for your Word, for who you are. We love you in Jesus' name, and we say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother John, I seen Jeff at church after our last radio station we had on Saturday night. The following Sunday, I went to Pastor Mickey in San Francisco, and Jeff was there. And I told him it was a blessing, and Brother John from Gypsies for Jesus Radio wanted me to thank you. He told me he was blessed and he was happy with the radio, and he enjoyed the teaching very much. So I wanted to let you know that.
Thank you, God bless.
And thank all the listeners that are following on Facebook, or just know John D. and know that radio station's out there, for continuing to listen, because it's a blessing to your mind and to your soul when you hear the radio station and what God's Word is saying through the womb. God speaks to everybody today, but Lord, and we want to speak to our Amare Wong, Daisan de Tema, de Asunen, so Penaz Arat, and the following Fridays to continue to listen in on what the Holy Spirit has to teach us. We left you last week with a word from Acts 1:8, and it was, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea." And we all know the scripture. I'm going to ask a question. When the scripture says you will receive power, what power is it talking about? Is it power like Samson in the Book of Judges, strong man or woman? What type of power does the Holy Spirit enable us to have? Good question, Brother John. The question, right? The question deserves an answer. What power is Jesus talking about? You know? Now, we all know that Luke wrote the book of Acts. So what was he talking about when he said that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you? Well, when you pray, that's power. There's power in prayer. Prayer moves the hand of God, and the Holy Spirit is God's hands, God's mouth, is God's actions. So when you pray, or you're fasting, or let's say you're prostrate down on your face, or let's just say you're worshiping in church, stomping your feet, clapping your hands, whatever form of prayer, that's all worship. You're releasing the Holy Spirit to come upon you and to direct you. Now, he may guide you. You may be praying for an answer. He may speak to you. There's many different ways that the Holy Spirit enables a Christian. So let's speak about the Holy Spirit talking to us tonight. Okay? Does the Holy Spirit speak? Yes, the Holy Spirit speaks with a calm voice. A lot of people might say, well, I'm a Christian a long time, and I never heard the Holy Spirit speak. To listen, because a lot of times what we do And I do this too. So I'm not pointing fingers. I do this. I pray and I ask the Lord for direction. And then I open my eyes and I go on my day. And I'm doing what it is I do in my day. And I did not stop to listen. A lot of times we pray, but we don't listen. So the Bible is God speaking to us, but prayer is us speaking to God through the Holy Spirit. Here's scripture here about what the Holy Spirit can do and will do, because what the Holy Spirit did, the Holy Spirit continues to do. I'll say that again. What the Holy Spirit did, it continues to do. It did not just speak back in the beginning when the Holy Spirit fell upon them and they all started speaking in tongues. It didn't just fall upon David and fall upon Saul when he prophesied. It continues to do that. The Holy Spirit can fill you. The Holy Spirit can lead you. The Holy Spirit can speak to you. And as Christians, that's a great thing to know, because as a Christian, we need the Holy Spirit daily to guide us and to direct us. So here's what happened in the book of Acts about the Holy Spirit falling upon them. Peter was still saying, I'm sorry, this is Acts 10:44. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. What word? The word of God. That's what he was talking about. He was talking about the crucifixion. He was talking about the resurrection. He was talking about the miracles. He was talking about raising people from the dead. He talked about turning water into wine, because Peter was at that wedding. Peter, James, and John was always with Jesus, constantly. So he says in Acts 10:44, while Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. So while Peter was speaking, like now, if you're listening and you want to receive the word of God, you can receive the word of God just by being in tune to what God is saying. It's that simple. There's no fancy words that we got to say. There's no special prayer that you got to pray. It's just being obedient to the Holy Spirit. And what does obedient mean in the eyes of God? It's to just obey. That's what the word means, to be obedient. And obeying would simply be in tune to what God is doing, where God is directing, because many times we go without the Holy Spirit. Now, in the Old Testament, I believe it's Exodus 34, God tells Moses to go. And Moses says, we will not go unless you go ahead of us. And God did go ahead of them. We all know that he brought them out of Egypt, and then Joshua brought them into the promised land. That's true today as believers. We do not want to go any direction. We don't want to move in any place. I'm thinking about moving now, and I don't want to move unless I know the Holy Spirit's directing me there. The Bible says, man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. He sends the Holy Spirit to speak to you in a calm voice, and you know for sure that it's him. And this is how. There's no confusion about it. Night doubt. Night dar. Night second thought. It's o swinto duho del duma amensa on the maro ilo on the maro goji ateno ja. Or naja. Beskatsa. And then dradavtu later on tejas. And we see that in the book of Acts over and over, that they were led to go to this town, that they were led to speak, and they spoke, and the Holy Spirit fell. Now, it's very important, this verse that we talked about in Acts 10:44, while Peter was still speaking. In other words, while he was speaking, they were listening, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them. It's that easy. They were listening to the Word of God like yous are doing right now, listening to men of God speak about the Word of God. The Holy Spirit comes. That's it. If it were not for the Holy Spirit, we will not be able to be with you right now, sharing and teaching and reading from the Word, because it's the Holy Spirit that leads us to do these things. Right, Brother John? I'm going to give Brother John time to come in and to share on the Holy Spirit. He knows well in the New Testament. So, Brother John, if you would like to share a little bit, then we'll get back in.
Amen. Praise God. Good word. You know, when you ask the question, what type of power do we receive? And according to the scriptures in Acts 1:8, it says, you shall receive. One of them is some of the powers I'll just go over, some of that's in my heart, the power to witness, the power to overcome, sin.
Very good.
The power to change our lifestyle, change our thoughts, our heart. The power to be healed, delivered, set free. It's the power that keeps us going, the power to give us more faith, a fresh anointing. The Bible says that the anointing of the Holy Spirit breaks the yoke of what? Bondage.
Bondage,
and so
good word.
It's to get out of bondage, delivered out of bondage. And so on and so forth. We have power over what? The enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Over all of the Bible says over all of the enemy, not just part of the enemy, but all of the enemy.
Amen.
That circumstances in our life, we might think that we're in a rut that we can't get out of it. There's no way of getting out. In the natural mind, in the natural mind, it's probably true. But see, with the power of the Holy Spirit, which is supernatural, God is supernatural, is we have the ability and the power to be delivered out of that circumstance that we're in. It might be poverty, it might be oppression, depression, whatever it is, God will make a way where there seems that there's no way. Amen?
Amen. I totally agree with that, listeners. That's very good illustration of how the Holy Spirit works. Now, if you guys turn to Acts chapter 19, verse 6, we'll read another short scripture so you guys can see another act of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit works. Acts 19, 6. Okay, here we go. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. I'll read that again. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. Okay. So what this scripture is basically telling us is another way that the Holy Spirit comes upon us, because we mentioned from the beginning of the program that the Holy Spirit fills us, the Holy Spirit comes upon us, the Holy Spirit leads us, guides us. There's many acts of the Holy Spirit. And that's why the book of Acts is called simply Acts, because it's the Acts of the Apostles and all that they did through the power of the Holy Spirit. Right? So,
amen.
It says, amen. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. That's what we need to do today. That power is still there. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you today. If you're a Christian, that Spirit is the Holy Spirit living in you today. Right? So we pray with other people. And we could say, Father God, fill them with your Holy Spirit bring your Holy Spirit upon them. You know, when we pray with you guys week after week and we give the sinner's prayer, it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we give that sinner's prayer. Man has no power to forgive sins or turn from a non-believer to a believer. That's only by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we see here. Non-Christian Gentiles turning to be believers. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. That's beautiful. That's fabulous. And it says, it goes on to say in Acts chapter 3 and chapter 4 and chapter 5 that there were many added to the church daily, about 3,000. And in chapter 5, it says about 5,000. So, I mean, within days, less than 40 days, there were probably 30 or 40,000 believers. There was 3,000 one day, 4,000 another day, 5,000 another. God was adding daily to them by the power of the Holy Spirit because they were believing in what God was doing and saying. And that's what we need to do today. We need to serve God wholeheartedly. And how do we do that? Well, we read our Bible. We read our Bible. We read our Bible. I'll tell you, if our Bibles are laying on the shelf and they're just getting dusty, that's a picture of our lives. And we don't want that. If you get into your Bible and dig into it and tear into it like you're doing tonight, going from scripture to scripture, that's what cleans you on the inside. You know, we read the Word, but we want the Word to read us, to get out of us what's in the world. I so chimangolo del kaisa na marotrayo kaisa bezach kaisa chorin kaisa animosity doubt, fear, anxiety. Those things are from the world. And a lot of people think, well, that's just me, and I have to deal with that my own way. No. Jesus says, cast your anxieties upon me because I care. So why should we hold on to any fear? Brother John said this a few weeks ago. The opposite of fear is faith and vice versa. Faith in God casts out all doubt. Faith in God casts out all fear. Power of the Holy Spirit, you're able to overcome sickness, fear, problems. Now, you might pray, and when you're done praying, the problem still might be there. What we're actually saying is this. Give God time to work in your lives and watch the difference He'll do. He can do more with 10 minutes of prayer than we can do in a lifetime. Prayer is power. Power that God can use you, a man, a woman, for the kingdom, to advance His word, to lay hands on people and let them receive the Holy Spirit, to go to hospitals, to go to church, to go to prisons, pray with people, bless with people. And that's what we need to do. There's a lot of people not going out there today that are Christian, and they have ability to pray and to do, and they don't. I mean, we're not just baptized and waiting for heaven. Jesus wants to prepare us for the kingdom, and our preparation starts here on earth. So we don't sit idle. Amen. We use all of these things. We use all of these tools. The Holy Spirit is a tool, is an instrument. The Holy Spirit is a person. It's Jesus Christ. And what is Jesus? Jesus is love. The Holy Spirit is sent to convict the world. Jesus said that in the gospel. If it were not for the commandments, which are holy, they're written by the hand of God, we would have not known what sin. People can kill other people, and well, it's no sin. It's not written. It's no law. But it's the Holy Spirit that convicts. The Holy Spirit is sent to fill us with power to create fellowship. fellowship one with another, the Bible says. The Holy Spirit is sent to fill us with power to create fellowship. You cannot fellowship without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit needs to be central in a man or woman's life in order for it to overflow. Like David says, my cup. So when John goes to Bible study and he reads the word and he gets filled, and now he comes home and his mother and his daughters and his sons and his grandchildren and all his household gets blessed as well. That's his cup runneth over, because the Lord doesn't just give enough for me or for you, my brothers and sisters. He gives enough to run over into your family. You're blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brother John.
Amen. Praise God. You know, good word. I just want to share with the listeners out there, you know, we can, the Holy Spirit enables us to have that power to go out, preach the word, to share the word with others, to lay hands upon the sick. And the only way we can receive all of this power is by receiving the Holy Spirit. And a lot of times as believers, a lot of us have received Jesus as Lord, and that's great, but we must also receive his Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I think our Brother Gus will back me up on this, and scriptures will back me up on this, that a lot of believers, they didn't receive the Holy Spirit until the apostles approached them and asked them, did you receive the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit since you believe? And that's what we need to do to overcome in this life. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. Also, we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We need to be listeners and tune in with the Holy Spirit. A lot of times, the Spirit of God's trying to speak to us, but we become so caught up in the world, in the things of the world. It's like being on a radio station, and, you know, to tune into that station, we have to be at 94.7, and we're tuned into 94.3 somewhere, or 93.4, and we're hearing things not so clear, and the Holy Spirit's trying to speak to us. We need to be tuned in with the Holy Spirit in order to hear the voice of God. You know, even God said this in the Word several times, not by might nor by power. We know that God is almighty. And he says, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. By his Spirit,
amen.
the Lord created this whole universe through faith.
Yes.
Remember that, through faith. The Bible tells us that God created the heavens and the earth through faith and through his Holy Spirit. So I just want to share that with Brother Gus and the listeners tonight, Brother Gus, also. Amen?
I think that was an excellent word that Brother John just said. And that's the only way it will be done on the Manasosco trial, by the Spirit of the Lord. The Word says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You want to be set free from bondage? Be set free from drugs? Do you want to be set free from anger? Do you want to be set free from all the things that the world holds us down? Well, you can tonight. You can right now. If you're listening, then you're able to do it by the power of the Holy Spirit, by receiving what the Holy Spirit offers us, which is freedom. That's what God's word is. That's what the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. Jesus says, I came to set the captives free. We want to be free. Now look what the word says in James. Now James was the half-brother of Jesus. And listen what he says in verse 22, chapter 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law, remember we were talking about Ten Commandments earlier, that gives freedom, again, there's the word freedom, and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Now, what James is saying is, you go into a mirror and you see your hair is out of place. Do you just turn around and walk away? No, you get that hair and you fix that. Or you get a comb and you brush it back or whatever it takes. You know, there's maybe something out of place on your face or a beard or a mustache or, you know, maybe for a girl her earring's out of place or maybe her makeup's not on. Whatever. That's what a mirror's for. So we can see a reflection of what's there and what needs to be fixed and what don't. But why would we look at a mirror, see something out of place, and then just turn around and walk away? God's law is like that mirror, and it shows us what's wrong in our lives. With the Holy Spirit in your life, He can direct you on what's wrong and how it can be fixed. That's so awesome about God, because He just doesn't say, well, Brother Gus, this is what's wrong, or Gus, this is the problem, but I don't have a solution. You're wrong here, you're bad there, you're bad in this area, but I can't help you. No. He says, Gus, this is where I see the problem, and I'm also your answer. You need to correct this. You need to drop your anger. You need to forgive your wife. You need to stop hollering at your children, or whatever it is in the mirror that my problem is. And what God does, He forgives us. He gives us the wisdom to correct it. And He forgives our sins. And He remembers them no more. No more.
Amen.
That's what's so awesome about God. Amen? Look what James says in 1:5. Just a couple more verses. If any of you lacks wisdom, now wisdom is the Holy Spirit. Because we think, well, yeah, I need wisdom. We all could use wisdom. But what is wisdom? Is it just wise words? It's more than that. It's the Holy Spirit is the voice of God. In Genesis, it says the Spirit of God hovered over the faces of the deep. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given. If you're listening tonight and you need understanding to receive what God is saying, God won't say, well, why? What do you need it for? That's what the word reproach means. He'll give it to you without reproach. He won't ask you questions. If you're asking for wisdom, God will give it. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives generously without reproach. But the wisdom from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits. What are these fruits? Later on in Galatians 5:22 says, they are peace, joy, self-control, gentleness, kindness, love, all of those. That's the fruits that James talking about in James 3:17. Brother John?
Amen, amen. I just want to share something with the listeners too. In the book of Acts, the 10th chapter, 38th verse, it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good in healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Mm. You know, Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit. And he received what? Power. You know, Jesus did not, Jesus' ministry did not start until he was 30 years old. And as a lot of believers know out there. And after Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit, he went about his ministry, healing the sick, delivering those who were oppressed by the devil. And even to the point of raising the dead, as we see in the book of Acts, as we go through the book of Acts, we can see the apostles' actions, how Paul raised the dead in the Bible, and how people were healed by the apostles, by Peter, and so forth. And we could see the power of the Holy Spirit, even a believer named Ananias. He's the one who laid hands upon Paul to receive his sight and baptized Paul that day. So in order for us to have that type of power, to have that type of peace, the deliverance, and have everything, that's why Jesus said, greater things shall you do, because I go to the Father. And we always seem to use this in the human nature. We seem to use the, well, that was Jesus. Do you know what? The apostles had the same power as Jesus, even though we know that power comes from him, and he's the King upon high, and we're not above him at all. We're below him. We're beneath him. That we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and like us shared in the Word, the Holy Spirit he keeps giving. He's more than enough for us. And
yes,
any situation we're going through, we can overcome. As I can't share this enough, a lot of times, you know, what I overcame fear through the Holy Spirit. I was delivered of fear in my life. I used to fear Mondays for some reason. I used to have a lot of fear in my life. And I could go on and on about fear, but the thing about it is that God set me free through the Holy Spirit. And what else does the Holy Spirit do for us? Gives us power to share what? The truth. Okay? The Bible says that he is the Spirit of truth. He will lead us to all truth. So if we want to know what's fake in this world and what's the truth, in this world, it's true. Only through the Holy Spirit that will know the truth. And the Bible says
exactly.
The truth will what? Will make us or set us free. Amen?
That's right. That's right. I was talking about earlier about God forgiving our sins and he will remember them no more. So I found a scripture. It's in Isaiah 43:25. If you guys want to go there, I'll give you guys time. Go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 25, and this is what it says. I, even I, am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. We're going to focus on that for a few minutes. When you put your faith and trust and your life in the hands of Jesus and trust that the Holy Spirit will come in and be Lord and Master of your life, who is the person? That's what the Pharisees said. It was a very good question that they asked. It was a human question. What type of person or who can forgive sins? And they said it right. Only God can forgive sins, not knowing that Jesus was the Son of God. He says, I will remember your sins no more. I will wipe them out for my own sake. You notice that he doesn't say, I will wipe them out for your sake? Why does he say for his own sake? And the reason why is because, like a great father, he doesn't want to remember what his child has done. Only what his child is able to do by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, Brother John has sons, and so do I. They sin and they do wrong, which all of our children do. They're human. It happens. But the thing is, I forgive you, son, right? But you remember what they did. We don't have the power to forget that, even if we want to. But Jesus says, for my own sake, because I love you, now you're a child of God by the Holy Spirit, because my son, what he's done on the cross for you, why would I want to remember your sins? They're not important. What's important is now you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you're leading your life towards Christ. That's another thing that the Holy Spirit does. You can receive the Holy Spirit just by asking for the Holy Spirit. Like I said, there's no fancy things that you need to do. You think about all the people that received the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. It was the people that were with Jesus. And what were they, Brother John? They were just fishermen. That's all they were smelly, dirty fishermen from a little town called Galilee. And you know what?
Amen.
They were laying hands on people. Right, Brother John? They were praying for people. They were baptizing people.
Yes.
I mean, extraordinary things was done. Read the book of Acts, 5 or 8 or 10 chapters. You'll be blown away, and I promise you, you'll want to finish the whole 28 chapters because it's filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's an amazing book. If you guys want to continue with us, we're going to be doing this for another week or two. I'm not sure. But it's going to be the month of this month of August. Read the book of Acts. Read chapter 1 to chapter 3, just 2 or 3 chapters. And you'll see all of that we're sharing with you guys tonight. It's all from the book of Acts. Because that's what the book of Acts is all about. It's all about the Holy Spirit. Brother John?
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I just want to share, too, out there with the listeners, and that also it's only through the Holy Spirit that we can truly forgive. Also, it's an important thing. We can't forgive in our own. We seem to always remember, you know, what someone done to us, and we try to take that action. They hurt me. But through the Holy Spirit, we have the power to forgive. Amen. And be healed.
Amen.
And delivered from unforgiveness. Amen.
Amen. Brother John, could we bring up a few people in prayer for tonight? Would that be all right with you?
Sure.
Right?
Sure,
okay.
Of course.
Well, what we like to do on the radio is not just share the Word of God, but to also keep in prayer the pastors. We pray for our families. We pray for those that are Naswale, Naswale, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. He comes and he enables us to do these things. I like to pray for Pastor Michael's church in Manteca, California, Pastor Nikki's church, Nikki Buck in San Francisco, California, Blossom's church. And I'd also like to pray for, and I heard a good report about the Shaul that's in the hospital, that's doing better, that had the I think it was Michael, Danny, Pastor Danny Houston. I heard he's doing better.
Yes.
So we'd just like
praise
to
God,
lift up
yes.
those pastors, lift him up. And is there someone you'd like prayer for, Brother John?
Amen. You know, I'd like to lift up all the children that are going to school, back to school. It's that time of year just for hedge of protection around the children,
yes.
and families
yes.
Tonight. And also, like I say, we praise God for Michael's healing in Jesus' name. We're going to continue to pray for Raphael. He's pastor's son, I believe, from England.
Okay.
A little boy that needs a miracle of healing. And there's a young boy, I don't know his name. I saw it on Instagram the other day. He's in a coma, but God knows his name. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Father God, you know not only their names, but every hair that's on their head. You know the hurt. You know the sickness. You know what caused the pain, and we speak to it in the name of Jesus. Acts gone It says you could speak to your mountains and say, be gone and cast in the sea, and they will be done. So we're doing that, Father. We're speaking out for these people that are sick, young, old, warm, gage, no matter where they're from, they're yours, Father, your children. It says, for God so loved the world. So, Father God, these people that need healing, that are day, that are dukade, that are lost, that are just hurt, Father, we ask that you bring light into their lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you would minister to them, Father. A spoken word, Father, from you is all that they need. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask for healing. We ask for wholeness. We ask for blessings. In Jesus' name, we lift up the pastors, not only in California, but all over the United States. I cite all the pastors that you would give them a revival. Bring the people back into your word. Bring the people back into fellowship. Bring the people back to knowing that there's a God who loves, a God who came down as a man and died on a cross and raised 3 days later, so they don't have to suffer, so they don't have to cry, so they don't have to be in pain. There's a lot of people that lost loved ones. There's a lot of people that are mourning. There's a lot of people that don't know why. But, Father, you're the answer. You're the great I am. And for that, we thank you. And I thank you for Brother John for just allowing us to have radio on Friday nights. It gives us time to minister to so many people that we don't even know. But that's what your word does, Father. It goes out and it does not return void. In the mighty name of Jehovah, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Tonight, if you have a prayer request tonight, call in area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. If you're listening by telephone tonight, hit 1 on your keypad. You might have a question tonight or a comment to the teaching tonight. Hit 1 on your keypad tonight. We'll take your call tonight. We have a few minutes left in the program. You know, Brother Gus, it was a very good word tonight, and I know that I needed to hear the word tonight. And,
you know, I did too.
Praise God. And, you know, the Lord ministers to his people. Praise his name tonight. And I believe we do have a call, and we're going to take it. Area code 845. God bless you. You're live on the air.
God bless you both. And thank you for such a wonderful, powerful show and place of worship that you're providing for people. It's very
wonderful.
Thank
you for calling.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you both. Thank you, yes. I do have a prayer request. If you don't mind, just for my work projects to come to fruition and go smoothly for myself and everyone involved.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for our sister tonight, Father God. And Father God, we ask, Father God, that you bless her work, Father God, whatever that might be, Father God, that you give her wisdom, knowledge, understanding, Father God, give her peace tonight, Father God. Bless the people that are involved with this project, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give them wisdom,
yes,
Father God. Provide every need for them, spiritually, physically, financially. Bless them from the crown of their heads to the soul of their feet. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen.
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 Thank you,
Paul.
God bless you, sister.
Thank you. God bless you both. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brother John, I've been listening to a teaching by a pastor. He's a very good pastor. He's here out of Sacramento, and his teaching is called Prayer. And it's been such a blessing to find out what the Holy Spirit can actually do in a man or woman's life. I didn't realize how much the Holy Spirit can and will do if you allow him to move in you and through you.
Amen. Amen. And who was the pastor again? Because we had a little interference there.
The pastor is Richard Cimino. He's Italiano, and he's in Sacramento. And he did a teaching sermon. I think it was a 10 or 12-part series. And they're about 30 minutes long. They're not real long, but it's being filled with the Spirit for like 45 minutes. And then it's about being led by the Spirit, and then it's a different teaching for 45 minutes. And I'll send it to you. And if any of you are interested in this, it's called In the Spirit by Richard Cimino. You can download it from podcast, and his teachings are just awesome. And that's where a lot of the teaching is coming from. Pastor Richard Cimino, I've been listening to him for a long time. He's a very, very blessed teacher, preacher in the Word. And that's a lot where this is coming from, because I just didn't realize how much the Holy Spirit can and will do in your life.
Amen. Amen. You know, Brother Gus, I'd like to let the listeners know, I know there's a lot of listeners that listen to us after we're off the air in the archives through Block Talk Radio. And I would like to say thank you to all the listeners that listen to us after the show is done. I know that you can't be here sometimes live. It might be a different time zone. You might be working, whatever it might be. But we want to thank you. We like to pray for you that listen to the recorded messages in the name of Jesus, that the Lord provides every need for you spiritually, physically, financially, that you're blessed with joy unspeakable, peace in the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. And we'd like to invite all the listeners to join us back next week, 11 o'clock East Coast time, 10 o'clock Central time, 8 o'clock on the West Coast, the Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio. You don't have to be a gypsy to listen to it, okay? I know that we do speak some gypsy words, but we try to keep it at least 90% in English. So we're a bilingual station a little bit, but, you know, I believe that most people get the message. Amen. We want to say God bless you for joining us. Join us next week at 11 o'clock again here on Blog Talk Radio. Invite some friends, family members to listen to us. We'll pass out the phone number one more time, 917-889-7893. Or you can listen to us through Facebook at the Gypsies for Jesus page. And also write to us if you can. Call in at Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com. That's Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com. Until next week, you want to say goodnight. God bless you. Oh, yes. And if there's someone out there tonight who's never received Jesus as Lord, we do this every week. We want to give you that opportunity tonight through the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, that the Lord touch that person out there that's lost, that's backslidden, in the name of Jesus, to receive the Lord tonight, in Jesus' name. Brother Gus, would you lead people with the sinner's prayer tonight? God bless you.
Yes, amen. That was a very fast hour. I enjoyed being on the radio, sharing the word with you, Brother John. If you want to receive the Holy Spirit and let light come into your life and let your words be seasoned with salt, as Jesus says, and you receive the Holy Spirit, just pray this prayer. Father God, I admit that I'm a sinner and I'm in need of your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus died on the cross bearing my sins in mind. I'm willing now to turn away from my old ways and to turn to you, and that you would be Lord and Savior of my life. I commit myself to you. I ask the Holy Spirit to come into my life, and I surrender. I ask that you would fill me and take control and be Lord and Master of my life. I don't want to be the person I used to be. I want to be a new creation, as your word says in Romans. I thank you, Father, for loving me, and I accept you into my heart. And if you pray that prayer, the Holy Spirit will fill your heart. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you tonight. And thank you again for listening tonight. And join us next week, 11 o'clock, for Gypsies for Jesus Radio. Good night. God bless you.
Good night.